Because he was my sugar
no,
daddy.
No, because if you sitting on somebody.
And then I asked for sugar daddy and a prostitute. They're two different things.
Yeah, oh, actually, what's the between a sugar baby and a prostitute?
A sugar
okay,
baby?
So, go
she
ahead.
She don't actually like them.
You?
Yeah. It what depends, though. It depends on the dude.
I said either way, you don't like them. Prostitute or sugar baby. Sugar baby, I guess you guys have an arrangement agreement.
Yeah.
But a prostitute, you jump in cars. You get anybody.
You
the
don't
niggas
give a
say
fuck.
Hello. You get them at the barbershop. A Dunkin' Donuts.
Hold on. Prostitutes go to barbershops?
Oh, if this nigga say come here, you got some money. Bitch, you better get on that shit.
What's the smallest y'all ever had?
As in,
what you talking about?
In the bedroom.
In the bedroom?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I was fucking with this one Asian dude.
I'm not gonna say. And, oh my God, I'm not racist.
But, you know how they have, like, this thing where it's, like, Asian dudes, Chinese dudes have smaller things.
I said Diamond, I feel like you have to separate because there's Filipinos, there's Asian,
okay, well,
there's
he
Japanese.
Was, well, he was Chinese. He was definitely Chinese. Right. And
she said definitely Chinese.
Putting him on the spectrum, it was about 2 inches that I couldn't see.
Did he have balls at least? Usually, if their dick is small, they have balls.
No.
What?
No.
Yes.
So, hold on. Was it 2 inches soft or 2 inches hard?
It was 2 inches hard, sadly. Yeah.
2 inches.
But you know, I still put in that work because I liked him at the time.
What the fuck did you do with
the...
What the fuck?
That's what you do?
What the fuck? Hell yeah.
Nah, bitch.
She was like, shit. Listen.
Nah, bitch, you was like
something. If I have a man,
right.
I'm going to make him feel like he got
that's
biggest,
true.
The best.
But
like,
this is why
if you
fuck
my man,
on the
you
first
my man.
Day.
Period.
We, see, look, we need more fucking
this
women.
This is why you fuck
like,
on the first day.
Period.
Or at least I'm gonna
put in work
on it
on
the first day.
Bitch, barely.
You gotta grab your fuck. Like
I was giving him.
I'm not gonna lie though.
World.
If I really fuck with you, I don't give a fuck if you got 2 inches. You're the best. We gonna figure it out.
Yeah, we gonna figure fuck that
it.
Shit out.
We gonna figure it out.
Because baby, I got toys. If you don't finish it, something will.
So have y'all ever faked the orgasm or no?
Definitely.
How you fake the orgasm?
Oh, I think
that's how I did it.
Oh, yeah. And they believe that shit?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That was definitely.
Y'all believe
like,
anything.
Scientifically.
We know when y'all been fucking.
Yeah, I know, bro.
Y'all don't know a goddamn motherfucker.
We do.
Let's be for real. Because when scientifically, ooh, not I put my proper voice out. Scientifically, when a woman orgasms,
mm-hmm.
you don't know. Like, yeah, she can squeeze her thangy-thangy on
your
thangy-thangy.
If she knows
and
how
you'll,
to.
And you would think that she's orgasming.
Well, from what I see is, mm-hmm. from what I've experienced,
right.
is when they orgasm, when women orgasm, is either they squirt or cream.
Yeah.
She probably
sometimes,
pissed on your
you know what, you're right.
Look, one thing about
Bobby
it, brother, look.
What the squirting is tricky, but with the cream, then you
yeah.
know.
Yeah. Let me tell you something how you know she's faking it. If it's
oh,
too
I
wet.
Cream like a motherfucker when it's
if it's too wet, it's pee.
Have you ever got shitted on?
No. But
Wait,
hold on. But I have like with I don't know, throughout my whole entire life, I just always attract weirdos, which I love. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But they always want me to shit on them, fuck them.
No, have you ever got shitted
no,
on?
No, I haven't.
But you shitted on niggas.
I haven't shitted on nobody. I peed on somebody before. Have you got shitted on before? It's a yes or no.
It's a yes or no. It's no judgment.
Nobody don't care.
I'm very open sexually.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was one joint.
Where?
On my chest.
Ooh.
Ugh. I did.
Did you rub it?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
I smeared it in, but I ain't gonna lie, I went to the doctor for maybe 5 days straight.
What?
Because I was like, it was my very first time.
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna lie, he was like, okay, he was my sugar daddy.
Yeah, I was about to say, there's no way
in
hell you was doing that shit for free.
Yeah,
no,
yeah. Not,
no.
not the
enjoyment. At, yeah. At the time, I was like, what? 20, maybe I was like 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he definitely did. And you know, I wanted to throw up. But then I was like,
girl, that would have been extra money.
But then I was
they pay
like,
for that.
But
yeah.
but on top
yeah.
of him being my sugar daddy,
mm-hmm.
I kinda liked him too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was kinda like it was and like I said prior to this, like mm-hmm. I like making any man that I'm dealing with, I'm gonna make you feel like King Neptune. You get what I'm saying?
I feel that
like,
way too.
I'm gonna make you feel
like
the shit.
Like, I'm like, yeah, let's
that's
try
just
it.
How I am.
Yeah. I'm down.
I'm gonna make you feel like no other
but
man in this world fucking
like.
Matters. So if you wanna do something to me, baby, do it. And do it with your chest.
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
So what position was it like when you got shit?
I was laying on his bed. My head was on his pillow.
And he was like
mind you, he was fucking me. And then
so he just stopped fucking you and shit.
Like, hold on, baby.
But no.
Hold on, baby, it's coming.
I did, because he asked me why he was like, I was basically, we were in missionary. And then he was like, he was like, baby, I'm so horny. I want to try something new. But prior to that, we did talk about it. Right. But I didn't take him serious because, you know, we had never done it before.
Right.
And then he was like, baby, I want to try it now. I said, try what, motherfucker? And he was like, I want to do the, what did he call it? He called it the potty princess. That's what he called it.
I was like, let me get my shower cap.
He called it potty princess. And I said, oh, you want to try that now? So he turned, basically got out of the position.
Right.
Turned around and I said, motherfucker, if you hit my face, I'm beating your ass.
True, right.
So
are y'all getting this shit?
So he did it right on my motherfucking chest. Right. Yeah.
So
and
it was
allowed to talk about this.
And it was a little wet.
It wasn't solid.
So okay, so this was so this was your sugar daddy, correct?
This was my sugar daddy, correct.
What was the invoice looking like, if you know what I mean?
The invoice,
yeah. How much was the invoice?
I don't want to sound like a prostitute. Because he was my sugar
no,
daddy.
No,
because
if you sitting on somebody.
A sugar daddy and a prostitute are two different things.
Yeah,
and
sugar
what's the difference between a sugar baby and a prostitute?
A sugar baby?
Okay, so go ahead. She don't actually like them.
You?
Yeah.
It depends, though. It depends on the dude.
I said either way, you don't like them. Prostitute or sugar baby. Sugar baby, I guess you guys have an arrangement and agreement.
Yeah.
But a prostitute, you jump in cars. You get anybody.
You
the niggas say hello. You get them at the barbershop. A Dunkin' Donuts.
Hold on. Prostitutes go to barbershops?
Oh, if this nigga say come here, you got some money, bitch, you better get on that shit.
Prostitutes is on the slide.
The fuck?
They on the blade, baby.
Bitch, you better get in that motherfucking car.
Hey, Trey, you got some prostitutes at a barbershop one time?
I'm saying, look, I've seen some stuff in my life, but bitch, right. If that nigga say, hey, yo, I got some money for you, it don't matter where the fuck you at. I don't give a fuck if you're at Dunkin' Donuts, bitch. Get in the fucking car.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Well, this is Miami after dark.
This is Miami after dark. So, yeah, she still ain't tell us. Who's the invoice look like?
Finished. Oh, so basically, yeah, he turned around. He spreaded his ass. Yeah. Oh, my God. Now that I think about it,
imagine,
why the fuck did I do that?
Right.
So he spread his little... And he put it on my chest. And then after that, I showered. When I tell you, I swear to God, I scrubbed my body so hard. I scrubbed my body so hard in the shower that night, but I left with 20 bands.
Yeah.
20 bands?
20 bands, and we were only there for about maybe like 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Shit.
Well, damn. You went from sugar baby to shitty baby in like 6 seconds.
I ain't lying, when the bills do.
Huh. Hey, I feel right.
That
shit.
But that was a couple years ago. You know, I wouldn't do that.
Okay, Unity_team216 asked this question.
Uh-huh.
Would you rather get nutted on the face or fucked in the ass, like rammed in the ass?
Nut all over my motherfucking face.
It depends. Because
I'm
going to
lick that shit up and swallow.
How big they dick is.
Oh, shit.
Simple. Yo, man.
My ass is average size, baby.
My man, average size.
What's the average size to y'all?
Average size, maybe like 5-6 inches. but then it depends on your pussy.
I feel like it's how you work it though, on everything.
Cause
like emotion.
Cause I had some people with some big ass dicks that they did not know how to fuck, and I had to fucking ride their ass. Like, look, nigga, get the fuck up off of me. You know.
Yeah.
Don't know how to use it.
So
it's all about emotion.
I feel like it is.
So.
Yeah, it's emotion in the ocean.
Yeah.